on.
50-10-5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio.
Oh, we got it! On the run, 30, 25, 20, 50, 10, 5, touchdown!
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Fights and pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
It's a Football Friday, a very busy day in Berea and throughout the National Football League as all 32 NFL teams get down to their 53-man roster limits. That has to happen by 9 p.m. tonight, so 3 hours from now. And the work continues. No official word from Berea, from the headquarters of the Browns, from the general manager, Tom Heckert, and the rest of the Browns hierarchy working to get this roster down. So there's no official announcement on anything. Therefore, we have nothing to give you in the way of any news regarding the roster. We're going to talk with Bernie Kosar and Hanford Dixon on this show, during the show, kind of take a big picture look at the preseason, but absent what has, what we don't have in the way of information on the roster cuts. And it was sort of expected that it would take, because you have that 9 p.m. Timetable, that a lot of this stuff would happen very late this evening as far as any news. And we've kind of heard the buzz that perhaps with regard to the Browns' moves, that it would be maybe somewhere in the vicinity of midnight or so, maybe thereabouts, maybe even later than that, I don't know. But I got a feeling a lot of coffee will be consumed in the building, and the people will be working late. But that's how this goes. So we really don't, and I know as well as anybody what's been reported, what you've heard from ESPN and other media outlets regarding the moves that they say the Browns have made. But again, the Browns haven't said it. Hasn't come from the team at all. And until we hear that from the team, we're in that place where we're going to, you know, talk a lot generally, I guess, about what has taken place through the preseason to this point, what to expect from here, what our thoughts are relative to key positions like quarterback and other spots on this football team where you have competition going on. And again, until it's all sorted out with something from the club, there really isn't very far that I can go to advance that, or the show is going to go to advance that. But again, we're live through this whole hour, and we communicate with all the folks in the organization, and it, should that change, we're able to, in hopefully in minutes, instance, seconds, to give you that. That's what we're here for. We also, again, always give you the interaction of your questions that you submit via the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages, the Browns Daily Facebook, Twitter page, which is @Browns_daily. And Mr. Ben Tampa from Twitter is asking, is there an undrafted free agent that will make this team? I think there will be. I think there will be. The first place I go is to linebacker. And you look at L.J. Fort, how well he has performed, how he has been, I think, a pretty steady player as a rookie undrafted free agent, making an impact. And look, it's a position where attrition has been high. You lose a Chris Gokong as early as this team did in training camp and lose him for the year. You're hit hard. Still don't know the status of a Scott Fujita, whether or not or how much he's going to how many games he's going to end up missing regarding a suspension, if he does, if he doesn't. But another guy that whose status is uncertain enough that you've got to look at an L.J. Fort. And we'll see where James Michael Johnson is. Had that oblique injury last night in the game. Pat Shurmur reporting that x-rays were negative on that. We'll see if that results in any time loss for him. Gregory via Facebook, he said, do we coach fundamentals on this team? Blocking, tackling, holding onto the ball, not letting kicks block. That's grade school football 101. And he's taking his shot at how the coaching has gone on with regard to the mistakes that have made in the preseason. The answer is yes to all of the above. And I know you're being sarcastic, Gregory, but this is not from lack of coaching or lack of guidance with regard to how players are performing or not performing. I think a couple of things. It's a very young football team. That's not an excuse. It means they do have to be coached up. But I think it's also a timetable deal. I think the younger players who've made some mistakes, some of the older guys have too, but I think the mistakes you've seen from some of these younger guys, and last night where you had a very small, what was it, about 40 guys dressed to play that game on the roster, as the very bottom of the roster was put on a field last night against Chicago, you're going to get what you got, which is a lot of ugly football, and I'm not sure how much coaching is ever going to change that. It doesn't mean you excuse it or say that isn't important for the coaches to teach all those points you're making, and you want to be tight and you want to avoid penalties and mistakes. And again, there's greater stress and maybe pressure on coaching to get it right when your roster is as young as this. But I don't think it's something that's lacking. And I do think we tend to read too much and look too much into the blunders of preseason, and particularly the blunders of a fourth preseason game, and say that's how it's going to look. It's going to be this bad or in some cases this good. I think it always meets somewhere in the middle. All right, we are just getting this thing started on a Motown Friday. That's something we maintain, even though Dave DiNatale, who is our outstanding producer, is not handling this show, doing some high school football, but we do have Chris Fedor filling in for him, and obviously going to do a great job as well. He'll be outstanding. Everybody, anybody who's working on this show is going to be outstanding. And we're going to get into a conversation soon with Bernie Kosar, the one and only regular on this show, in a little bit, and get his thoughts on the preseason as a whole, what we saw last night, what we're going to see going forward. Right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, it's driven by Liberty Ford, right here on ESPN 850 WKNR. It's that time of year where excitement is in the air and the opportunities are endless, and Liberty is celebrating with a preseason savings event. Now is your opportunity to get 0% financing for 60 months on hundreds of 2012 Fords still in stock. Hurry, because when the whistle blows and the real season starts, the deals will be long gone.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
In the world of B2B commerce, a lot can happen between that first B and the second. That's why First Merit Merchant Services is ready for anything. With a full range of support services from fraud monitoring to chargeback mitigation, your business can easily grow and change and grow some more. And if you sign up now, we'll waive your setup fee too. For more information, call 877-507-9007. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
Hello, it's me, your piggy bank. Can we talk about Arby's value menu? Now, I realize you get all your favorites on one amazing menu. And yeah, I'm carrying a little loose change, but that's no reason to... Hey, put me down, hey!
Well, I for one feel broken up over this. Enjoy your sandwich.
Head to Arby's for the value menu and put your change to good use. Like the junior roast beef and junior ham and cheddar, both prepared fresh when you order. Arby's. It's good mood food.
There has never been a better time to be part of the excitement surrounding Kent State football. The Flashes had a strong finish last year, and this year with a team full of veterans and talented recruits, they're looking to rise as one. Season tickets start at $40. Visit kentstatesports.com to order your season tickets today.
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later today. Access to the best care is easy, with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today 216-444-CARE or visit clevelandclinic.org.
Hi folks, Johnny S. here from Johnnyville Slugger in Cleveland's West Side Market District, which is where we make, quite simply, the greatest gift you can give a guy for under $200, period. First, we personally size, color, and stain each Johnnyville Slugger. Then the real customization begins. We use your logo, your signature, and often your handwritten message on the back of the bat. I'd like to personally invite you to our store at 1826 West 25th Street, on the web at johnnyvilleslugger.com, or have one of our reps come out to personally meet you. And after visiting, walk to some of Cleveland's most fun and interesting pubs and eateries. I want you to see why I've made this my home for the next 30 years. My Johnnyism of the month, life isn't about waiting for the storm to pass. It's learning to dance in the rain. Come on, Cleveland, let's go.
Johnnyville Slugger, 1826 West 25th Street, and at johnnyvilleslugger.com.
Now taking the Conrad Challenge and getting the best tire price is even more convenient with the grand opening of our 33rd Conrad's location in Greene, just a quarter mile south of I-77 at Maslin Road. Great people, great service, and the lowest tire price policy. That's Conrad.
WOW takes a look back at home entertainment history. The following program is brought to you in living color.
The VCR lets you record up to 2 hours of TV.
Explore a bold new communication frontier on the World Wide Web.
Mount a masterpiece to your wall with the state-of-the-art flat panel television.
Now, entertainment is moving forward again.
Hi, I'm Gary, product engineer at WOW Internet Cable and Phone, and I'm introducing our latest innovation, Ultra TV, only from WOW. It's one solution with so many great features, like the whole home DVR that lets you record 6 shows at once and store up to 300 hours, plus wireless access to the music, home movies, and photos stored on your PC, all made possible through the innovative smart menu. Visit WOWWay.com to learn about the greatest thing to hit home entertainment in eons.
Hi, this is Seneca Wallace, and you're listening to the Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Back with you on the Football Friday edition, Motown Friday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you for this full hour, and this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube.
Bernie, Bernie, oh yeah, how you can throw. Yeah, 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 yeah. Bernie, Bernie, oh baby, Super Bowl. He came from Miami.
And that music means only one thing. It means that Bernie Kosar is with us to talk some Browns ball. Hey, Bernie, how you doing, man?
Hey, Vic, good to be with you. I'm kind of chuckling. We had Seneca doing the promo into 850, and then we had Heard It Through the Grapevine as a lead-in song before this. Like, you think, the irony of all this.
Isn't it ironic? And little messages being sent here and there. But, hey, Bern, you know, here's the deal. And we're the institution, you know, doing this show. As the Browns official show here, we get official word when we report stuff, and we don't have it yet. The team has not announced a thing regarding the cuts that are have to be made here by 9 p.m. So we're gonna talk much more in generalities until we get that. We know stuff is being reported. I'm not ignorant of that. No one is, at least attached to this show, regarding what's being said, the national outlets and some local outlets that are saying different things about different players who they're saying have been released by the team, and however they're getting that information. Presumably that's through agents, because that's how players generally will find things out, or once the player is told, he tells the agent, on and on. But the agent's part of that conversation. And then the agents, quite often, because I've been at this reporting thing in the National Football League a long, long time, often tell the journalists. So, Bern, we're really not going any place specific with regard to who may or may not be on this team, but I definitely want to get to this point because quarterback is going to be the huge discussion. And, you know, looking at last night's game, it's so funny and how fickle fans are. We're just reminded of it. It's nothing new in Cleveland or anywhere else. For the longest time through these first 3 weeks of the preseason, how great Colt McCoy looked, how poor Brandon Whedon played, and got to be McCoy. They're given, you know, he's got to be the guy, and the hue and the outcry and all this, and both of us knowing full well, first of all, it's Brandon Whedon's job. That didn't change one iota. But Colt McCoy, for 3 preseason games, played well enough to convince me he's the number 2 guy on this team, or should be. And last night where he struggled, which had a lot of folks suddenly saying, oh, man, he's terrible and blah, blah, blah. You can't overreact to one snapshot of a preseason.
Well, Vic, it's almost like I sat in a production meeting and actually prepared for this. Like, we actually conversed about this.
Yeah.
Last night on the broadcast of the game, we were doing statistics. We're doing quarterback comparisons, quarterback ratings, And you know the thing, I said almost that, but I said a little differently. But it was the same principle of you really can't live and die by each series. Because really now, each series, each pass, we throw out a quarterback rating. And we throw out a number. And we love them if it's high, and we kill them if it's low. And you can't live like that. And you can't make decisions like that. And you really have to remember the bigger picture. And the whole basic last 4 to 5 weeks, by and large, Colt has been incredibly productive. Actually, most all the quarterbacks have been pretty productive. Brandon Whedon has played with the younger, he's played with the first team, but with the younger receivers who have had some issues. And we saw Josh Gordon last night, you know, really kind of get in some trouble by drifting away from a hitch route and getting a catchable ball by Thaddeus Lewis picked off and returned for a touchdown. You know, so there's some things that have happened that aren't entirely all the quarterback's issues, and they come to some of the guys around them. But you definitely cannot overreact or underreact to things that have happened by a given series or a given throw or a given game. And I think basically right now, you know, there's a lot of things that go into this. I mean, hey, take Seneca Wallace. His contract is $2.5 million. Had a nice game last night. Very nice. He had a pretty good preseason.
Mm-hmm.
If he's on the roster the first game, that whole 2.5 is guaranteed against the salary cap the whole year. If he comes to the team in week two or something, or 2 weeks, another team in week two, it's an adjustable salary that's agreed upon. Colt's salary, because of the way he was drafted, is at $450,000 to $500,000 against the salary cap this year. Thaddeus Lewis is, a lower salary cap number. Our new owner, although it hasn't been ratified by the owners yet, but Mr. Haslam talked yesterday in front of a group of people about asset allocation. And if you sign X amount of high-priced players, you can't sign everybody at the highest price or you'll be over the salary cap. So there's a lot of variables that really come into play as you piece this last wave of the 53-man roster together. And just because things happen today doesn't mean it'll be like this by Sunday morning.
Exactly. And that's, I think, the dynamic of what these next few hours, or it's less than that, now maybe 2 hours and just under 45 minutes to the deadline of when the 53-man rosters are set, why actual work is being done, why this is not just any kind of a, you know, people say, well, okay, you had from, you knew most of what your roster is going to be or what it's going to look like. Why does it take so long to get word out? But truth is, throughout the league, this information that's been reported, but not released by teams, but is coming in drips and drops via other sources outside, because, again, there are all these elements, these dynamics that you're talking about, the math of making it work, and also keeping an eye out for other players that you might want to address elsewhere from other teams.
Exactly, Vic. I mean, hey, some of it may be just to renegotiate a contract. I was impressed with Josh McNown, the third quarterback for the Chicago Bears this past Thursday night, last night. Thought he played exceptional. Third quarterback. Played the whole game. Supposedly, he's one of those guys that's released right now. But is he really released? Is it just something to redo a contract? Do they want to have him released? Because you could carry maybe two quarterbacks for the first game. Maybe midway through the year or a quarter of a way through the year, you may need that third quarterback. And do you think he's available? And will he be scooped up? You know, it's a little bit of game of Texas Hold'em or poker or cards right now, too, where you're trying to possibly get a third quarterback through the waiver wire. Or you're trying to maybe get that sixth or seventh young receiver through the waiver wire to get him to the practice squad, or the extra safety, or that, you know, the nickelback, or a special teams guy. I mean, it's a little bit of game of cards or blackjack right now, too. It's a percentage game of how do you maximize the most amount of talent that you could get on your team, coupled with who else they may release that you may attempt to try and get.
That's such an excellent point. And that explains, you know, it's really not a game necessarily of espionage or and as reporters and you know, sitting on that reporter side of this thing for many years, just working in when I worked in newspapers, working, you know, nationally covering this league. You always say to yourself, man, you know, they're just why are they just holding back? Why don't they just do this for the, you know, why don't you just give us a break here? Give us the information. Let us know. Let us be able to tell the fans what's going on. But that's not the point. The point is exactly as you're saying. The strategy behind all of this, or a lot of this, is to sort it out. And what you think may be the case, and I'm not saying what has even been said is necessarily inaccurate, but you don't know until the team comes forth with it, because there are things being worked out, details behind the scenes, reasons why certain things are done, reasons why certain things aren't said sooner. And, you know, the focus on younger players, the rookies that inevitably hit the waiver wire at this point. Well, tomorrow at noon, teams set their practice squads. They get to, after the 53-man cut, get to turn around and re-sign players. Well, if you've had guys on your team, I say re-sign them, sign players to your practice squad who could be cut from other clubs. But if you have any intention of wanting to retain those players, you want to keep it very much under wraps that certain guys are out there that you want to keep for the practice squad.
Yes, you may not want them to be claimed by waivers by other teams to go on their 53-man roster, and also, once they are signed to the practice squad, they are for all 32 teams. They are available for you to pick up for your team for your 53-man roster.
Right.
So just because they are on a practice squad doesn't mean you can't take the Pittsburgh Steelers' third guy on a practice squad. So, you know, there's cat and mouse as to who you want on really the 53-man roster.
Right.
Who you want on the practice squad,
yep.
Who you think you could get on the practice squad and stay on the practice squad. And then there's some guys on the practice squad, like that's how we got Evan Moore from Green Bay. They thought he could stay on the practice squad. We snagged him. He had a couple productive years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who's to say with five tight ends now how it's going to work out and a couple fullbacks and H-backs.
Right.
But, you know, we took him from Green Bay's practice squad. There's those types of moves that also are going to materialize over the next 24 to 72 hours.
No, good stuff, Bernie. Bernie Kosar joining us, as he always does, right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Just a couple of quick points I want to hit with you, Bern. With regard to what we saw last night, as far as there's no analyzing a fourth preseason game, and let's not bother. I mean, it was the bottom of the roster playing the bottom of the roster, and a lot of ugly football to be expected. But with regard to the linebacker position, guys like L.J. Fort, a questioner was asking, you know, via social media, who I thought from an undrafted rookie standpoint, I think he's made such a solid case. We'll see how the rest of this night shakes out for him, but it looks so strong to see him in there. But and then you know, you held your breath a little bit, or I did certainly, when James Michael Johnson ends up with that oblique injury. Although Pat Shurmur did say X-rays were negative, but we'll see, you know, what all is entailed as far as his status going forward. But linebacker position so critical, and the attrition so high there.
Well, again, that makes with The Scott Fujita stuff has been well documented and talked about. Chris Gokhan with the injury. And James Michael Johnson really being a fantastic preseason training camp fourth round pick from Nevada. And not to get over detailed, that's the Sam linebacker, the strong side linebacker, the guy that is probably one of your more physical players that lines up over the head of the tight end in your down and distance situations. You know, He was looked at to probably be a significant part of the game plan this week. You get kind of a catch-22 in why probably Coach Shurmur was correct in not playing a lot of the guys. Hey, you think the Cincinnati Bengals fans today feel great that their quarterback Andy Dalton has an arm injury for their fourth preseason game.
Not so much.
There's some really tough things. Sometimes decisions appear incredibly easy to people, but when you really look at some of the ramifications of injuries and things, and I don't want to offer up James Michael Johnson, but I'd rather have something like that happen than my starting quarterback, Andy Dalton / Brandon Wheaton, have an arm issue basically 7.5, 8 days before my home opener.
Yeah, from a preseason game, from the meaningless game, which is, you know, it's that balance that coaches struggle with. How much time do you give a guy?
Yeah,
Pat Shurmur took a lot of heat for sitting Brandon Wheaton.
Right, and I even tweeted today, but one of the things that sticks in my head for almost three decades, Marty Schottenheimer, one of the really good coaches and people around the NFL for three or four decades, used to say, nothing is more quickly forgotten than the fourth preseason game unless a good player gets hurt.
Words of wisdom from Marty Schottenheimer. Good stuff. Bernie, great stuff from you. Appreciate the breakdown, and let's reconvene on Monday and talk some more Browns.
I'll probably talk to you 10 times between then.
And there'd be at least between now and then. We are always in touch.
Have a great weekend.
You're the best.
Happy Labor Day to everybody out there.
Thanks, brother. He is the one and only Bernie Kosar joining us, as he always does, right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Coming up, I'm going to answer more of your questions and comment on your comments. You gave us a bunch of them via our official Facebook and Twitter pages here at the Browns. Vic Carucci with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. On ESPN 850 WKNR. It's that time of year where excitement is in the air and the opportunities are endless. And Liberty is celebrating with a preseason savings event. Now is your opportunity to get 0% financing for 60 months on hundreds of 2012 Fords still in stock. Hurry, because when the whistle blows and the real season starts, the deals will be long gone.
Liberty's been stolen. Naval Heights. Brunswick,
Parma Heights, Vermilion. If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get you Quaker Steak.
Quaker Steak and Lube has now opened their newest location in Lakewood. Enjoy famous wings, great food, and the best entertainment around. Check them out on Facebook for all the events and specials.
Great time, great food.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
My dad started this business for one simple reason. He loves to make people smile.
And to give them the best deal.
Exactly. So this weekend, we are really out to prove it with our biggest sale of the year. This Thursday through Sunday, we are offering up to 50% off on floor samples, patio furniture, bar stools, and even free ping pong tables with the purchase of a Brunswick pool table. Seriously, if you like a deal, this weekend is your time to buy it, Danny Vase.
Kathy, those days sound too good.
You could argue that, Dad, but we want to give people a reason to support us. Their favorite local business, Danny Vase. Are you finally ready to own your own pool table, theater seats, bar stools, or maybe just some games like ping pong, air hockey, or shuffleboard?
Wow, we are going to be busy this weekend with those kind of deals.
You know it, Dad. The biggest sale of the year at Danny Vase going on this weekend only. We'll see you at Danny Vase in Cleveland, Fairlawn, Mayfield Heights, or Westlake at Crocker Park. Or check out DannyVase.com. That's DannyVeghs.com.
Danny Vase!
Every so often, the stars are in perfect alignment. And during the Lincoln Certified Pre-Owned Autumn Sales Event, now is that perfect moment. For a limited time, get 0.9% APR on the certified pre-owned Lincoln of your choice, which also comes with the confidence of our 6-year, 100,000-mile comprehensive warranty. The Lincoln Certified Pre-Owned Autumn Sales Event, exclusively at your Lincoln dealer. APR varies by term. Not all buyers will qualify for Lincoln Automotive Financial Services Limited Term Financing. Take delivery from dealer stock by 10/1/12. See dealer for qualifications, limited warranty, and complete details.
Hi, this is TJ Ward. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Motown Friday and Football Friday, and that's how they come together for this show. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You just heard the safety say that, TJ Ward. Happy that you are spending some time with us, and we are going to go back to your questions, your comments that you've submitted via the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages, the Browns Daily Twitter page, at Browns underscore daily. Urge you to check that out. Jared from Facebook says, as long as LJ Fort, Adonis Thomas, Craig Robertson make the team, they were the only bright spots in the preseason. Well, I like your choices of these three players. I don't agree they were the only bright spots of the preseason. They were bright spots. I think there were some others. But I like the way they've played, and Adonis Thomas showed last night, certainly, and he has shown in a couple of instances that, you know, getting in the end zone and running with that great open field speed, I love the way he just hit the hole, hit a hole that wasn't there. He hits Brad Smelly in the back, on the backside, and then bounces out instinctively. That's a nice move for a very young football player. Again, given the circumstances, when you're in the game, who else is playing on defense for the other team? But that was impressive, and definitely Robertson has been a nice player. You talk about another undrafted free agent from last year, and it was on the practice squad trying to make his case. And at a thinning position of linebacker, Fort Robertson, I think it's hard to see those guys not stick, but who knows? Who knows what the rest of the night brings for them? Daniel from Facebook, he says, we can't keep getting punts blocked. In a very concise way, Daniel, you said a lot. I agree. It's not comforting to see that two games in a row. I do think last night had much more to do with who was in there on protection than it did with, you know, truly saying that this is a problem. I mean, you don't like it that it happened in the Philly game and then the Philly preseason game and then in the Chicago game a week later. You don't like the trend of that. And certainly I know Chris Tabor, the special teams coach, saw him after the game and he wasn't happy about it. And I just believe that what we'll see going forward, starting with the Philadelphia regular season opener and thereafter, is much tighter work in the area of special teams overall. I don't expect that kind of blunder to happen. I think gaps and holes will be protected and covered. And I think it was just a function of a player who was in there who just got himself blocked into the punter. I mean, it was pretty much that bad. A bull rush took him out. And I don't think he's going to be, I think whoever is going to be there blocking for the regular season is not going to be that going to get in that situation. I'm not guaranteeing there will never be a punt block during the season. I'm not saying that. I just think that the chances of that are less. I still don't like seeing it. You don't like seeing it, and it's discomforting to see it. And especially when you saw the special teams foul-ups that were a part of last year's 4-12 story. Not a good thing. Got to be tightened up. Jim from Facebook, he says, last night's game should make cutting the roster today easy. At best, Jim says, I see 5 wins top this year, and I'm the eternal optimist when it comes to the Brownies. So from an eternal optimist, 1 more win than a year ago, Jim. Not going to get into the win total discussion. Not sure that that's very fruitful for anything. I mean, I'm going to give you my observation that, you know, the game, if you're tying in your win total to last night's game, I don't think that's good logic. Last night's game, as much of an abomination as it is, was destined to be that given who's on the field or given who's not on the field. And you did not have your real players there, your actual players there, nor did Chicago. And you're talking about players, again, who, as you said, would make cutting the roster easy. Those cuts were – most of those cuts or much of the cuts that will be made and eventually announced by the Browns were made before this game, as far mentally at least. Did anybody have a chance to save himself with a strong performance And by your assessment and by the assessment of a lot of people, were there really any strong performances to, that could save anybody who was on the bubble? No, but again, I think strong efforts through the better part of the first three games, through the practices. The practices count, too. The practices count in the evaluation. And that factors more than you would imagine in how the roster is set. So the preseason games get to be sort of an extension of the practices. It is another, you know, you used to have a lot more scrimmaging that went on in this league. That doesn't happen, you know, for concerns of health and safety and trying to keep it, you know, keep the contact in check in camp, in practices. The preseason game gives you a little more than what you get in a practice session. But I'll tell you, not as much as you might think. And the evaluations are a daily occurrence. Film watching, video watching of what takes place on the practice field is a daily occurrence. So let's go one more, and it's Michael in via Facebook. He says, it's preseason, people. Let's see what happens when the regular season is underway. There's a voice of reason here. He said, that's when we'll see the team's full potential. I was just happy being there last night, at last night's game, cheering for the Browns. Mike, I like that. Not because of the optimism. I'm not, you know, taking it for, okay, you said something nice, therefore that means more than somebody else's negative comment. We give it to you always here. But that's a fair point. I would truly connect more with the idea of it's just preseason, and there has to be some sense of that in how you assess what we're looking at. Put balance to it. I'm not saying discount every single thing, and you can see, and most of us do, who we don't think can really play and contribute and who we think can't. But it's just a rule of thumb. Keep it in check. Find the middle. Find the middle. And I think most people who watch this team closely, who are ultra serious fans, which is pretty much everybody who bleeds brown and orange, it's you know, I think it's that middle thought that gives you that perspective. All right, we've got much more coming up for you. The top dog himself is going to join us, as he regularly does on this show, on this Motown Friday edition. Well, Stevie Wonder there, that Chris Fedor is playing for us. Hanny Dixon is coming aboard with us, Hanford. On Cleveland Browns Daily, it is driven by Liberty Ford, and you're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR. It's that time of year where excitement is in the air and the opportunities are endless, and Liberty is celebrating with a preseason savings event. Now is your opportunity to get 0% financing for 60 months on hundreds of 2012 Fords still in stock. Hurry, because when the whistle blows and the real season starts, the deals will be long gone.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Quaker Steak and Lube has now opened their newest location in Lakewood. Enjoy famous wings, great food, and the best entertainment around. Check them out on Facebook for all the events and specials.
Great times, great food, and too quick to Steak and Lube. Call the
pop. Pour yourself a polar pop. Pour yourself a polar pop.
Nothing stays cold longer than a Polar Pop fountain drink from Circle K. The Polar Pop cups are made of polar foam. It keeps your fountain drink cold longer than any other cup on the planet. Best of all, you can get any size cup for the same low price, just 69 cents. So pour yourself a Polar Pop. Any size cup, just 69 cents every day.
Pour yourself a Polar Pop.
Only at Circle K.
The Improv Comedy Club is proud to present, from Comedy Central's Premium Blend, comedian and actor Billy D. Washington. Come see Billy D. Washington Labor Day weekend, Thursday through Sunday, at The Improv, located next to Shooters on the West Bank of the Flats. Billy D. Washington. You've seen him on HBO's Def Comedy Jam and NBC's Last Comic Standing. Now come see him live and in person this week at The Improv Comedy Club. Call 696-IMPROV. That's 696-4677 for tickets to see the hysterically funny Billy D. Washington. We'll see you there.
Hey, it's Mike Rowe. This year, people are celebrating the Ford Summer Sales event with burgers and new friends and me.
Ford Fusion is very spacious and comfy.
It looks fantastic.
Oh my gosh, love the Fiesta. This is fun.
Good-looking car.
Like, for real, Taurus. This is what you take to the club.
It's like a sports car, but luxurious. It's a Ford Explorer.
It drives really nicely.
It's very impressive.
I had no idea that Ford made cars with such good fuel economy and safety. I mean, this is really amazing.
The real party's going on down at your local Ford dealer. Stop by. It's the Summer Sales event, and you're invited.
Right now, get great offers on a huge selection of new Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Get a 2012 Fusion, Escape, or F-150 with 0% financing for 60 months. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months at $1,667 per month for 1,000 finance. Excludes taxes, title, and license fees. Excludes hybrids and Raptor models. Take new retail delivery by October 1st. See your Northeast Ohio Ford dealer for details or visit driveoneohio.com.
Hello, it's me, your piggy bank. Can we talk about Arby's value menu? Now, I realize you get all your favorites on one amazing menu. And yeah, I'm carrying a little loose change, but that's no reason to... Hey, put me down, hey! Well, I, for one, feel broken up over this. Enjoy your sandwich.
Head to Arby's for the value menu and put your change to good use. Like the Junior Roast Beef and Junior Ham and Cheddar, both prepared fresh when you order. Arby's, it's good mood food!
Hi, this is Joe Hayden. You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Browns fans unite. Single game tickets go on sale Wednesday. And this is your, actually, I'm sorry, I misread that. You could still get tickets for, and if you buy the three packs, of course, for the home opener. It includes the home opener and your favorite games. I want to make sure I get the read on that. So you can get and you'll get all the chance to see all the exciting home matchups. Those are still available prior to the August, let's get the calendar right, Vic. September 9th season opener against the Eagles. That's okay. I'm okay here. It's a busy day. It's a cutdown day in the NFL. Everybody's nervous. So don't miss it, and visit ClevelandBrowns.com for more information today. Check it out. All right. He is a regular on this show, and he's a man with a lot of great perspective and insight. He is our good buddy, the top dog, Hanford Dixon. Hanny, welcome.
Hey, Vic. How you doing?
Outstanding, my friend. It's a busy Friday, a crazy Friday. This much we know. The Browns have announced nothing. They have not revealed a thing. They are not the Lone Rangers on this in the 32-team NFL as far as saying who's done what or not done what in the NFL today, because 9 p.m. tonight is when teams have to get to that 53-point, and they still don't have to make anything public at that moment. A lot of things are going out there in social media and reported media, people reporting around the country who they're saying teams have released. But talked about this earlier with Bernie, and I'll say this with you. You know, we don't have the official word on what's happening. So absent that, we're not going to speculate. We're not going to play that game on this show. We don't do that. And, you know, I know players can take to their own social media and say their goodbyes or their hello, you know, or their hellos, if that's the case, to a new team or say goodbye to their current team. Again, not going there, but I'll say this much. It's, you know, based on what we've seen through four preseason games now, we might have a better idea of how things look. And I would still say, starting at the position that's gotten the most discussion at quarterback, Colt McCoy, despite what didn't look so pretty for him last night, secured in my mind that number two job, absent anything else happening that I don't know about. But as I sit here right now, I feel pretty good about Colt being the number two quarterback.
Well, that's the spot that we just didn't know what was going to happen. And as you know, I mean, like you said, nothing's been announced. So, you know, we really, until the Browns come out and move, yep, we still don't know what happened. But only one thing we know for sure, and that's who our starting quarterback was. And obviously, that was Brandon Wheaton. But other than that, I thought all the guys behind him played well. I thought Code played extremely well. I thought Seneca played well at times, and I thought Lewis also played well. I thought each and every one of those guys made a strong point or tried to made a point to keep them on this ball club. But unfortunately, you know as well as I do, Vic, we can't keep everyone because it's a numbers game when you come down to the NFL. We have a 53-man roster, and that's what we have to live by, just like every other team in the NFL. And obviously, you know, you have some teams that have come out and they'll announce their cuts right away. But then, you know, you have until 9 o'clock, and everybody's jockeying, you know, because obviously I think it's good to do that because you have some guys, you know, you want to try to slip through and back to this ball club. And, again, you don't know who those players are until it is announced.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, you brought up Brandon Whedon, and a lot of discussion prior to this fourth preseason game of him not playing. And Bernie made a great point earlier. I'd love to get your thoughts on this. Yeah, you look at the Cincinnati Bengals and some very great deal of tension, concern there with regard to their starting quarterback, Andy Dalton, being injured and you know, in a preseason game now and not knowing, you know, what his status might be going forward. I know Browns fans aren't going to shed a tear over that one, but you think about what could be or what might be, and I think there's something worse than not giving your rookie quarterback, your rookie starter, Whedon, extra playing time in a fourth preseason game, and that is getting him hurt in a fourth preseason game.
Well, Vic, I could tell you this. I mean, I didn't have a problem with it at all. I mean, I thought, and obviously, I don't think anyone else should have a problem with it, because one thing we all have to understand, we're not the head coach of this football team. We're not paid to make those decisions, and that's Coach Pat Shurmur's job. And, you know, I guarantee you this, you know, everybody can say what they want to say. They can second guess him. You know, I've heard people say that the kid needs work and needs to be playing. But, you know, it's a long season. I mean, it is a long, long season. And this kid has to be ready to go the first regular season of the game, which is September 9th. And I guarantee you, everybody in Cincinnati, you know, you mentioned that, so I'll comment on that. Everybody in Cincinnati, when this kid Dalton went down, it was like, oh, and everybody was holding their breath and all this. So we didn't have that problem. I do not have a problem with Wheaton because I feel good about this kid. I think this kid is going to I know he's excited. This kid is going to do whatever he needs to do to be ready to go into a ball game. And I guarantee you this, even though they have a couple of off days, they've had an off day and they have a couple of them coming up, he is going to do everything he can on those off days to get ready for this first game and be as prepared as he could possibly be. This is the fun time right now when the regular season starts, and I just think this kid is going to be ready. Obviously, we get hopefully, and we don't know this, but hopefully Richardson will be ready, and when he's ready to go, that's going to take a little bit of pressure off him also.
I'm glad you brought that up. By the way, we're talking with Hanford Dixon, the top dog, making his regular appearance here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. His status and Jimmy Haslam, who is, of course, the man who has agreed to purchase majority interest in the Browns, doing an interview with the Cleveland Plain Dealer. And it was reported that, you know, he had in this conversation with the PD mentioning, you know, the possibility that either he would play on a limited basis in the opener or maybe not play in the opener just to keep things. And he says he's abreast of what's going on with the team, as we would fully expect the man who is, you know, expected to be the next man to own the majority interest in this team would be. But it raises the point that I think the prudence that's used here, the you know, just playing it safe. We heard Tom Heckert say it, and Pat Shurmur on this show earlier this week. Heckert said, "We're going to use our heads on this one. We're not, you know, you don't put a guy out there just to put him out there and force the issue. Let him get healed. Think about the big picture." And again, this was Jimmy Haslam's point. You want him playing for. You'd love him to play all 16, but you certainly want him to play most of the season. And him coming back from that knee surgery, you don't want to force things.
Oh, no question, Vic. And again, it gets back to me talking about the long season. And again, we can't rush. that this kid is much too valuable to our football team. I mean, let's face it, we're looking at the long run with this kid. It wouldn't make any sense to rush him back with that injury. And you know, Trent, Vic, you've been around him, you've talked to him, you've met the kid, you know what type of kid that he is.
Yes.
And you and I both agree that he is doing everything he can to get back on this football field, because, you know, he want to be out there. He want to go to war with his teammates, and he want to be able to look them in the eye, and he's with them when they lose, and he's with them when they win ball games, and he want to be a part of this whole thing, and no one wants to be out there as bad as Trent Richardson wants to be out there. And I agree, let's not rush this kid. If he's ready to go, fine, we're all happy. But if he's not ready, that's okay. We have enough players and enough backs that can do the job until he get back there. And I'm excited about some of these backs. I mean, these guys understand, and they want to come in. They're trying to show that they could still play in this league. And I'm excited about this football team. I don't care what anyone says. I think this football team is going to make great strides this year, both offensively and defensively. And I think we're going to make some noise, I think, in the AFC North.
I got to tell you, Brandon Jackson showed me something. He showed me through this preseason. But last night, again, in that two-minute drill, and overall, he got averaged, something like close to 7 yards a carry. I think 6.9 yards per carry on however many runs he had, seven or so. The guy was running hard, running with a sense of purpose. He is just a put-your-head-down and, you know, fight through kind of player, and no nonsense, and you just get the impression, just work hard, great work, you know, work ethic, and I think that's going to serve him well. That's a guy I like on this football team. As excited as I am for the Browns to have Trent Richardson, I really, and I'm not casting aspersions on Montario Hardesty or anyone else, but Brandon Jackson has made, you know, his he just demands your attention.
Oh, no question, Vic, and I'm laughing as you say that, because I was, you know, as I was watching him last night, and you remember the big run that he had?
Yep.
And he over by the sideline, and he looked like he was going to another gear, and I think he almost fell, and the guy came and got him from behind. And you know as well as I do, he wanted to take that one to the house, but you're right. I mean, he has, yep, has ran hard, and he's a back that, along with Hardesty, that if Richardson is not ready, these guys can come in and they can get the job done. And you know what? And again, Vic, they'll be the first to tell you that offensive line is getting better. I mean, it's getting better and better and better. I keep telling you, you and I can run a couple plays and pick up a couple yards behind those guys up front there.
Maybe you, not me. All right, hey, good stuff, great stuff, Hanny. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll reconvene next week, brother.
Vic, how come whenever I say you and I could get a couple yards, you always say, "Let's say it's time to go, Dad." You got it. See you later.
That's my cue. That's my cue not to say something stupid about myself, which is easily done. You're great. All right, hey, buddy. Thank you. Good. We need the bark. He is Hanford Dixon, the one and only, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we go through this Motown Friday edition. Going to answer more of your questions. Stick around on ESPN 850 WKNR. It's that time of year where excitement is in the air and the opportunities are endless, and Liberty is celebrating with a preseason savings event. Now is your opportunity to get 0% financing for 60 months on hundreds of 2012 Fords still in stock. Hurry, because when the whistle blows and the real season starts, the deals will be long gone.
Liberty's been stolen. Heights,
for your cooler and charcoal budget, for depositing $100 from Section 100, for being ready on game day, PNC has tools like mobile deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere, and virtual wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use mobile deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
The family-friendly Kent State football game experience starts in the indoor tailgate zone with inflatables, games, prizes, and more. The first 1,000 fans entering the fieldhouse get a free giveaway item. To see all the great promotional giveaway items and to purchase single game tickets, visit kentstatesports.com.
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later, today. Access to the best care is easy with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today 216-444-CARE. Or visit clevelandclinic.org.
Back by popular demand, Rock and Reblast 2012, a tribute to the music of the Beatles encore presentation. Progressive Field's award-winning fireworks, laser, and multimedia spectacular returns for one night only on Saturday, September 1st, following the Tribe Rangers game. Buy your tickets early and save. Call 216-420-HIT or visit Indians.com.
Attention Dish Network customers. On Saturday, September 1st, Dish Network plans to drop Big Ten Network, which means you could lose Big Ten football on BTN and miss over 40 Big Ten football games, including this weekend's Ohio State season opener. Dish Network customers, act now. To find a TV provider that carries Big Ten Network, visit iwantbtn.com or call 1-855-WANT-B10.
Hey, I've got some more reasons you should shop Mentor Kia for your next car. Reason 19, more for your trade. Get up to a $7,000 discount with your trade-in. Reason 23, more mileage. Mentor Kia has cars that get up to 40 mpg. You can get to Mentor Kia from Bay Village, Westlake, Ravenna, Conneaut, Berea, North Royalton, Richfield, even Stowe on just 1 gallon of gas. Reason 27, the 2012 IIHS Top Safety Picks. You want five-star crash test safety? Check out Mentor Kia. Reason 7, the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited power train warranty. Reason 14, Consumer Reports 2012 Best Buy, a Kia. Reason 3, this week's deals. The all-new 2013 Kia Optima, just $189 a month. Up to 40 mpg, just $189 a month. Or the 2013 Sorento, $219 a month. Today's number one reason, right now, only $99 gets you a brand new 2013 Kia Soul. That's like 99 good reasons right there. So make the reasonable choice. Shop Mentor Kia, 9090 Mentor Avenue and MentorKia.com. See dealer for details.
Hi, this is Mike Holmgren. You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
All right, wrapping up what's left of this Motown Friday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Browns fans unite, single game and three game ticket plans are on sale now. This is your chance to purchase tickets for all the exciting home matchups, including the home opener and division rivals. Call 440-824-3434 or visit clevelandbrowns.com to choose your games today. High school football, big time high school football coverage follows this show. Glenville at Solon. Let's go to Facebook. Steve says, another season of snatching defeat from the jaws of victory? Please prove me wrong. He puts parenthetically, not holding my breath. Steve, let's let it play out. I really think this is a better football team, a more talented football team. We'll know what the 53-man roster looks like late tonight, if not in the wee hours officially. But you got a pretty good idea of it, and I think the talent upgrade is evident. Will be more evident than, and don't, please don't use last night as a gauge on any of that. Anthony, that's the one I was looking at. Anthony from Facebook, he said, no one should expect Brandon Whedon to just show up and show his A game. He's a good quarterback. He just doesn't know the O-line all that well. And Cleveland, you know, in general, he says you gotta allow for these guys to get better and have time. And I agree, Anthony, with your perspective. Just show up and show the A game. I mean, that's the ideal. You want to see that happen. That generally doesn't happen with rookies. But I think there's been enough positives from what he displayed through three preseason games, through all those practices, that once game planning and honing in is focused, we'll see better results from Brandon Whedon than we saw statistically in the preseason. I do think this guy is special and will be special. Hey, we want to thank Bernie Kosar. I want to thank Hanford Dixon, Andrew Boatner, and our outstanding producer tonight, Chris Vitor, filling in for Dave DiNatale. He's at the high school game. We want to thank you, the listeners, for being part of this as well. And we will be back with you again on Monday on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I'm doing fine up here.